Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time once again for a little car care show, and if you are new to the show, thanks for joining us. Nick Stoffel is the guy that gives us all this great information. We'll analyze any problems you might have with your car, your truck, your van. Nick runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. And good morning, Nick, by the way. Good morning.
Good morning.
I missed you the other day. I was in – actually, I rode with my son who had the day off on Veterans Day, and he wanted to get his oil changed, so we made an appointment, hung out there, and you know what, and I've said it a thousand times, I suppose, but you guys being located on Grand Avenue, if you have to bring in your car for service and you need to wait for it, what a great avenue to wait for it. You've got great coffee shops and other shops along the way, and it's a neighborhood feel. You know, it's not like a strip mall or something. You're kind of poised right in the neighborhood, Lloyd's is, aren't you guys?
You're absolutely right. That's kind of our theme. You know, we, I'm not there as much as I used to be, and the truth be had, I'm not sure if you learned this or not, but we actually bought our third shop here a couple weeks ago.
I think I heard rumors of that. Now, maybe
yeah.
We should tell our listeners before you go on of where those other two shops. Now, you're at 982 Grand Lloyd's is.
Lloyd's is at 982 Grand, right there on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, where we've been, or I've been since 1998, so it's still home to me. But here, a few years ago, we were able to purchase a place called Parkway Auto Care, which is up right on Ford Parkway in Snelling, right by the Highland Water Tower there in St. Paul. And then our most recent business that we've acquired is now named Longfellow Automotive, which is, as you can imagine, in the Longfellow neighborhood of Minneapolis. So it's kind of scary for a St. Paul guy to cross the river, but you know what? It's not that bad. It's okay. But it's 4522 East Lake. So it's we're really happy. We got some good folks started out there, and Big Nick and I are trying to learn how to run businesses, which is a little bit different than running just a car shop. So we're
learning
as we're going, but we're doing great. I couldn't be happier.
Well, I know you hire good people, and those people stick with you for a long time. Oh, that's interesting. You're kind of now. Don't spread yourself too thinly now.
That's what we're learning, Denny.
I bet. Well, good luck with those shops. Great locations. I'm sure people will love it. Now, I guess my next question, besides. By the way, let me invite in our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a car care question, and we always like to say call or text sooner rather than later, because Nick takes his leave about 7:45. So our time goes by so quickly. So call or text with any kind of a car care question you may have, 651-461-9226. Now, you bought these are existing shops, and they had, you know, technicians already there. How difficult is it to hire folks, to find good folks?
Well, I think you're right. You know, we're very fortunate to have good people, and I think we attract the right people. You know, there's a lot of good folks out there. I know there's this the shortage of a lot of skilled labor in the world. You know, people are starting to maybe make that turn where, you know, they're going to the trade schools and the tech schools, and you know, whether you're a mechanic or a carpenter, electrician, plumber, pipe fitter, you know, the list goes on and on. But I do believe that there is a resurgence to some extent of young folks getting into our industry. And, you know, we, you know, at Lloyd's, we have a young man that's been out of school for a couple of years. At the new facility there, we have another young man that's just finished up with school. So we're learning how to recruit those that have been seasoned and are looking for a home, as we like to call it. And then we're also learning how you take these young folks right out of school, surround them with some experience, and mold them and train them the way we want them. So we're very fortunate. I think we have a lot of things that we do right that keep people. You know, we treat them well, respectfully, all that, pay them well. I mean, all that kind of goes without saying, in my opinion. And we're fortunate that people have the buy-in. And when they buy in and they believe us, it's good for all of us.
No, and you said the right word. I think more management should be hip to, and that's respect. Respect your employees. That's such a huge difference. Well, best of luck to you. We'll have to stop by and visit those two places just for the fun of it. All right, we're getting text messages now. If you want to call and chat, that's the same number, 651-461-9226. Texter says this regarding brake fluid. What do you think? You're going to have to help me with this. What do you think of those digital brake fluid testers that measures water content? Are they more accurate than those paper test strips? What's that texter talking about?
So brake fluid is hydroscopic, meaning it absorbs water. Usually it becomes discolored at that point. You can kind of tell by just looking at it, to be honest. And the accuracy of those tests, I don't know which is more accurate or not. Quite honestly, it's one of those services that gets forgotten quite often. You know, if you look at your service interval or your maintenance interval, it's going to have a schedule there that probably gets neglected. We most often recommend changing the brake fluid when we're doing a brake replacement. Therefore, the caliper's removed. You can open up the bleeders. You can get fresh fluid flowing through the whole system. So I would tell folks, if you're having your brakes replaced, do inquire about the brake fluid. Have them inspect that fluid. It is a very good, opportune time to replace it.
Very good. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Jeff, I believe, calling in from Hudson this morning. Thank you, Jeff. What is your question for Nick?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a 2005 Jeep Wrangler, 4-liter, 6-cylinder, with only 27,000 miles. It's been in the family since new. It's like new. And it did sit for about a year, but I've run a tank full of fresh gas through it and changed the oil and the air filter, and it runs fine. But the check engine light came on, code P0132, which is O2 sensor, high voltage bank one, sensor one. So I replaced that sensor and the other three, light's still on. So I took it to the Jeep dealer here in Hudson, and they checked everything out and diagnosed it as needing a new PCM module, which they can sell, but they say they can't program it since it's an 05. It's too old for them. So I need to go to a different dealer and a bigger dealer in South St. Paul, which is not real convenient. So I bought a PCM module from Car Computer Exchange in North Carolina, and they sent me a pre-programmed PCM module based on the VIN number of the Jeep and the part number of the existing PCM module, and the check engine light still came on. And I sent it back to them to be reprogrammed twice, and the light's still on, so I sent it back for a refund. I'm getting real good at switching these things out. I think I can do it blindfolded now. But anyway, was wondering if I should try a different O2 sensor, because the ones I got were from Amazon, and or should I just drive it for a while and run some more fresh gas through it?
Well, you mentioned it's a high voltage code, which tells me something's not being grounded, and you know, very well could it be the PCM, could also be the wiring. You know, quite honestly, I think I would stop, get the wiring diagram out, check my powers and grounds, make sure we have all the readings where we need them, and figure out where the break is. It very well might be the sensor. You mentioned you bought that sensor online. You know, best practice, my opinion, is buy the OE sensor or the OE brand. On the original sensor, it probably says Bosch or Nippendenz or one of those manufacturers. You can find that same part aftermarket, and that'll be sufficient. But using a third-party part, you run into these types of problems where you had a problem, you diagnosed it, or got a code, and I'm not sure what they did as far as diagnosing. It's one thing that you always worry about is what steps and procedures did they do. Just getting a code isn't the whole story. So if they followed the procedures, and there's a procedure, test procedure for that code, determine what is faulty, replace it with a known good part, see what happens. If we start going down the path where we get something that's aftermarket, and then maybe we create a secondary problem. You know, this party in North Carolina, I don't know of them. I don't know how they operate. I'm sure they're in business. I'm sure they're capable. But do we create a third problem there? You know, so that's where I always get a little bit worried, where I'd say just stop. Let's go back to the drawing board. Get the code. Get the diagnostic procedure. Follow that entirely. Don't skip any steps and see where you land.
Obviously, our caller is a good do-it-yourselfer. He knows his stuff. But I want to alert our listeners, you don't have to be a talented do-it-yourselfer or a technician, an auto technician yourself. If you have problems with your vehicle and you drive and you want to know what could be wrong with it, you're a candidate for a call or a text on the show every week. By all means, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Nick, we're going to take a quick break. Be back on the other side with more Car Talk here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Nick, for those folks, again, need some help from Lloyd's, from that particular, maybe one of the other shops. But how do we get in touch with Lloyd's, first of all?
Absolutely. So if you ever have a question, please don't hesitate. We are there to help you. You don't have to bring it to us, but we will answer your questions. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, you'll find us on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand Avenue. And if you're looking for more information, you can always look at our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good. We'll get you that info before Nick leaves us at 7:45 or so this morning. A bunch of text messages this morning, Nick. Let's put you back to work. Here's a 2014 Kia. It's making clunking noises in the back. It happens, texter says, as I turn right or going straight. Do you think it could be shocks?
Yeah, it could be something with the rear suspension. I wonder about a mount. If a shock or strut has deteriorated to the point where it's coming apart and clunking, that's pretty significant. That'll affect tire wear, handling. As you know, it's cooler this morning than it was, so the weather's turning. If you do have any kind of suspension noises, this is probably time to have it looked at before you run into problems. So, you know, a shock, a mount, you know, if it has a sway bar links, there's probably a handful of components back there that could wear, get loose, and rattle. So have that checked out.
Good morning. Texter says, have a 2008 F-150 F5.4 with a stuck valve. I am planning to pull the head for repair in the next week or so. Do you know of a good machine shop I could bring the head to get checked out or repaired? Who does the work like that? Does Lloyd's do work like that, or is this a specialty shop?
It's a specialty in the sense that there's still machine shops out there, and you know, I would tell you, to, you know, go to your neighborhood shop, see who they use, you know, ask around, call around. You know, depends where you're on, what side of town, but you know, there's still folks out there that'll take a cylinder head, engine block, depending on the vintage and the make and model, and they'll tear it down, resurface, do a valve job as they used to do. So those repair shops are still out there. It's most common for a shop like ours or your dealership even will remove that head, send it to those folks who have the equipment to properly do the job, refurbish it, give it back to us, and we reinstall and reassemble.
All right. The antifreeze section says is orange in my new Chevrolet. Is that a new type?
They're always evolving. You know, at Lloyd's, I bet you we have, I don't know, a dozen different coolants now or antifreezes. You know, every make and model. There's some global multi-fit type products out there that we will use to top things up, but we try to put back in, if all possible, what came out. So, you know, General Motors, Ford, a lot of the Europeans, Asian makes and makes have different coolant specifications. So if you're topping up, you can get one of those global products that makes sure it has their specification. If you're doing a big service like, you know, even a flush, you probably want to put back what came out of it.
All right. Here's a 2017 Ford Fusion. Texter loves it, but I keep reading things about Fusions having transmission issues. Should I be concerned about my car? It only has 45,000 miles on it. I've owned it for a year and love it.
If you love it, you should drive it. Maintain it. You know, you can't predict the future. Just because one person had an issue doesn't mean you're going to have the same problem. And to be honest, you know, every make and model has its little quirks or its things. But I can also tell you, based on being in the industry, if you maintain the vehicle, those things are less likely to happen. You know, people will complain about a certain model or an engine or transmission, but not maintain it, not take care of it. Well, if you don't take care of it, the end result's going to be a failure. So if you follow your maintenance interval, it gives you the best chance for it to last a good long life for you.
Very good. We talked about this issue from time to time, not that long ago, in fact. Question is, should drivers set emergency brakes every time parking?
If it is your habit, sure. I will also tell you, a lot of newer vehicles do that for you. The brake calipers have an electronic solenoid on their motor on there now, so they will engage. Even my truck, if I'm on a hill, my parking brake will automatically set. So it's kind of interesting that they're doing that. It used to be where it was on a drum brake and that pedal, you know, if you didn't use it every time, we're always worried that it was going to get stuck on. And now I think it's mostly a brake caliper where the mechanism's built into the caliper. They're maybe a little more reliable. So if it's part of your routine, by all means, you're fine. If you don't normally use it, I probably wouldn't start, you know. Number one, it could get stuck. Or number two, you'll forget that it's on. You start driving. Now you have a bigger problem. So if it's, like I said, if it's something you've always done, I wouldn't change.
Now, like your vehicle, I mean, when you put it in park, is that when it automatically connects the brake?
Well, it's funny because I have to think how I realized this. So I was parked on a pretty steep hill, you know, and I parked, got out, you know, and when I went to get back in, I fired the truck up, and I put it into gear, but it didn't move until I touched the brake pedal, and then all of a sudden you felt the brake release and it started to roll. So, you know, honestly, it's not the worst idea, especially if you're worried about rolling into something or into someone. You know, it's and like I said, I've known that, you know, other makes and models have been doing that for a while. Usually pickup trucks are sometimes the last ones to get, you know, the newest and greatest stuff. But I would say, you know, there's a lot of features on vehicles that some people might, you know, might not like or might complain, you know. Even me, you know, there's some of these technologies that, you know, that frighten me. Some of these where the seats are buzzing at you, they're dinging at you because you're too close to the side of the road or what have. But in all honesty, all that stuff is there to make us safe, you know.
Absolutely.
So as we get older, we complain about how things used to be. Well, things used to be a lot more dangerous, too. So I think cars are safer, more reliable than they ever have been. It's just our job as drivers and mechanics to keep them running well. So
yeah,
you do your part, we'll do our part.
And once in a while, read the manual. It's amazing what you can learn. Texas says, how does a person know if the torque converter is failing?
Different symptoms, chattering, slipping, you know, the way the transmission shifts. You know, oftentimes if there is start to be a failure there, the check engine light's going to come on because it's going to see the input and output not where they need to be, and the computer will try to control it, and it cannot. There's a lockup aspect, so when you're up to cruising speed, the torque converter kind of locks into gear there, not gear, but it locks up to kind of help take the load off of the transmission. But if you're having some, if you're questioning, how do I know that if the torque converter is bad, it means there's a symptom there. So depending on that symptom, would kind of lead us down one or another path.
I know we have to break here momentarily for the weather. But this listener wants to know, how can I tell when it's time to change the windshield wipers on my car?
If you're asking, it's due. No. Yeah. Well, because we talked about that a couple weeks ago. We all neglect, forget. I'm pretty sure it says to do it annually. You know, to be honest, I probably don't do that. But, you know, when you think of it and you put them on, you're like, oh, boy, I should have done this a while ago. So if we're talking about it today, everybody should go out and get a set of wiper blades, especially before we get into the winter season where you get all that stuff that smears all over our windshield. A good rubber or whatever they're made of blade will make your driving experience a lot easier.
And some of them, the good ones, are kind of costly, but they work.
Well, they are, and, you know, if you're old enough, which I keep referencing age here, but they used to be those metal skeletal-type blades where all the ice would get caught up in there, and they'd have, like, this smearing. If you're old enough, you've been driving, you know what I'm talking about. But the new ones, those beam blades, there's nothing you can do to keep them from clearing the windshield. So it's well worth the price of admission, I would say. You get yourself a fresh set of wiper blades, and when weather does turn, you're going to be very happy you did.
Of course, I have no idea what you're talking about that old stuff, but... okay, Nick, stand by.
That didn't happen on the horse and buggy, huh?
Oh, zing. All right. We'll, suddenly we've disconnected from Nick. No, we'll be back after the weather, Nick, to answer more questions. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to our car care show. Denny Long here along with ASC certified technician Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive, etc. Nick, we've got a bunch of text messages. And by the way, if we don't get to these this week, we'll carry over next week. So we'll open up the show next week, as we always like to do if we shortchange folks this week. Here's another one. My sister has a 2017 Chevy Equinox, 55,000 miles on it. She brought it in for tires and a front-end alignment. She was told that her lower control arm bushings were bad and need to be replaced, or she couldn't get a decent front-end alignment. Tech told her that it's pretty common to replace lower control arms and bushings at 55,000 miles. Texter says, I found that hard to believe, that I think she might have been taken advantage of. She's 80 years old. What do you think of that story?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, I didn't see it. And then, you know, mileage is always a tough thing. You know, things used to last longer. Things have gotten better. There's a combination of them, to be honest. I will tell you that the facts of it is control arm bushings, the bottom of the vehicle, they see all the weather year-round. That rubber compound will break down. They will get worn. They will allow some movement or shifting, which does make it pretty much not possible to align it correctly. That is true. It also affect tire wear. You know, control arm bushings, you know, we have ball joints, we have tie rods. There's a lot of different components in that steering suspension that will affect those items. I would say going forward, if you ever have a question, have somebody demonstrate it to you. You know, and not that you, even if you don't trust them, you're just curious. You know, I'm a curious person. I want to know how everything works, to be honest. But if somebody tells me I need something, I always ask a follow-up question. Well, why is that? Or can you show me? Can you explain it to me? And usually if they are confident and come back and respond and demonstrate or answer your questions, you should trust them. If they hem and haw and they're kind of seem a little, you know, their reaction's a little different, well, that could be a good, you know, a little test for you. So, you know, I've done this my whole life. We don't have any time in our day to take advantage of people. I'd like to believe that most people are in the same situation. Obviously, I don't know every situation. So if you can ask a question, they can follow up with some confidence and an explanation, you should trust them.
Yeah, and if you, I guess if you feel compelled, you can always get, as they say, another doctor's opinion, right?
Absolutely. When, you know, those control arms are probably expensive. You know, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, with the cost of parts out there and the cost of labor, with everything that's going on in the world, some of these decisions are very expensive. And we as the professionals need to tell you what you need, and you need to have that faith and trust in us. If you do have a pause or do have a question, absolutely get a second opinion, especially if they can't explain or show you what, why, and how. That's the only time I would say, okay, if they can't really tell you what's going on, I would take pause and get a second opinion.
Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. Another text says this, I have a 2018 Honda Fit. We recently spent a few days working on the car battery, thinking a new one was needed, only to find out it was the car fob. Would you please share what care the fob needs?
Well, it's one of those forgotten things, you know. And it is quite funny, honestly. People bring their cars in, and we go out to get the mileage and the information off the vehicle, and the fob won't work, you know. And then we'll go back in, and, you know, we'll do the service on the vehicle, and we'll do those control arms or timing, but the people will spend $1,000 on their car. But the one thing they notice is that $1 battery put in that fob changed their life. The timing belt you don't see, you don't notice that it's new and makes any different. It makes your engine happy, but that key fob battery is another one of the things that, like wiper blades, you know, from time to time, you got to replace it. They're just a little $2 or $3 battery, and you push them every day and day out and, you know, for years, and then one day it doesn't work, and we seem to just kind of go without it. But, you know, one thing I would caution you is do look online before you try to replace your key fob battery. We do them all the time. Every shop does. If you don't break it, because those fobs are very expensive. Don't take a screwdriver to it if you don't know the proper process, because if you break some of that really small plastic, it may not go back together, and that's another issue. So if your key fob doesn't work, or your original didn't work, now you're on your secondary, that's another thing that happens all the time. When you bring your car in, bring both keys, let us replace both batteries.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking yesterday, when I talk to Nick tomorrow, meaning today, I'm going to tell him I took the key, and I don't know if a lot of fobs still have keys inside. I'm going to take the key out and actually try them in my door to exercise those locks in my cars. Well, I never got around to it. But that's still a good idea, isn't it, in whatever time of year? Maybe especially...
Without a doubt. You know, and like I said, over the years we've touched on that too. Most fobs still have a key blade. The driver's door, there might be a cover, a cap, but there's most likely still a lock cylinder. To go exercise that a little bit isn't a bad idea, because then that one day when the battery's dead, you're trying to get in there to get the hood open to give it a jump start, and you can't, it just makes the matter worse. So all those little things that we talk about, you know, checking your tires, the key fob battery, the lock cylinder, wiper blades, all these little things that we go without thinking about really play a big role in the quality of our experience with our car.
Yeah.
So go try all that today, and then report to us next week when you're done.
Very good. Yeah. That's something a do-it-yourselfer, easy to do. Say, we have time for grab a phone call. Diane, checking in from St. Paul, I believe, this morning. Thank you, Diane. What is your question?
Yes, thank you. I have a 2015 Subaru Forester, and I had a little scrape accident on my rear panel passenger side, and it shows some, you know, kind of light surface scratching, but there's two areas where the paint about the size of a nickel, it was silver, now it's very dark gray, so I'm assuming it's undercoat. How could I go about having that fixed so that I don't have rust there?
Well, a couple of things. Depending on which panel it is, it may be plastic. A lot of times the actual bumper covers plastic, and then it transitions into a fender or a quarter panel, which will be metal. The plastic parts, obviously, are not going to rust. The metal parts can and will eventually. I would say, you know, find your neighborhood body shop, somebody that's willing to do a little touch-up. Have them look, see if it really is through the paint into the primer, you know, if that's the case. It might also be just a little bit through the undercoating where they can buff it and clean it up for you. So I would get an inspection on it, you know, especially before the weather turns. Get an idea of what you're looking at. If it's in the plastic, it might just tell you, hey, that's fine. You know, it's cosmetically, it might be a little bit of an eyesore, but nothing's going to get any different. Or if it's in the metal, you might decide to have them kind of feather in that paint or see what the options are to reseal that before we get any salt in the air.
Very good. I think we have time, then, Nick, for one more. 2018 Crosstrek. Is it a good idea to steam clean engines?
I don't know how to, you know, come winter time, no. Don't do anything in the winter. We don't want things freezing. In the summer months, you know, if you are cautious and willing to take a hose, you know, with a regular nozzle and kind of clean things up, you know, de-dust things, that's fine. No pressure washers. Be very careful whatever kind of product or chemical you're using. So just do some research. You know, I don't want to say, you know, because, you know, people want things clean and nice. I absolutely understand that. But you just can't go to town there. You know, you got to take some caution. You know, less is more. You know, all those little things, sayings go. You know, obviously we clean engines every day, but we know where and what and how, what can't get wet. You know, you don't want to be sticking a bunch of water into some electrical areas or into the engine intake area. So you got to be careful. So if you do some research, you want to be gentle by all means. As it's getting colder, I would probably wait till things warm back up.
I think that's a good idea, Nick. Thank you for the help today. How do we find Lloyd's Automotive?
Yes, sir. As you know very well, Denny, we're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. That's two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. If you have a question, and I say this every week, and I truly do mean it, we are here to help. Give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you're looking for more information, you can just find it on our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that, too. Nick, have a good week, and good luck with everything. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.